Geek Radio Daily for Not Monday.
Oh, it's not Monday, is it?
Goodbye, everybody. Oh, there's more to do, isn't
there? We have to actually do the show first.
I don't know that we're going to have anything better to say than it's not Monday.
I'm sure we got something we can say.
There are DVDs and news and all that stuff coming your way, of course, being brought to you by the Bruce.
Who wants to see me do a big ass stunt?
I think lots of folks do.
I think they do. They may be able to see it on the 6th.
Get ready to change it all. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Damn right it will. October 26th, this date, 1785, America received its first mule in Boston as a gift from King Charles III of Spain. At the time, mules from Spain were banned.
Hey!
But George Washington said, yeah, let's go ahead, bring them over. And now America's full of asses. 1858, the rotary washing machine was patented by Hamilton H. Smith of Philadelphia. The digital ones wouldn't come until much...
Spin.
Much, much later. 1861, the Pony Express service ended 2 days after the first transcontinental telegram was sent from San Francisco to President Lincoln.
Talk about killing the trend right there.
There it is. You guys are done. 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral took place in Tombstone, Arizona. Yeah.
That went well.
They'll be your Huckleberry. 1916, Margaret Sanger was arrested for obscenity because she was advocating birth control.
Oh, that's obscenity.
How dare you.
Yeah.
1957, Vatican Radio began broadcasting. All chant all the time. 1970, Doonesbury first appeared in newspapers. 1972, guided tours of Alcatraz Prison began, and then Sean Connery had to show up and save everyone.
Welcome to the Rock.
1975, wow. The American Medical Association endorsed use of the Heimlich maneuver to aid a person choking on food.
Before then, it was just sexual harassment?
Yep. 1986, they didn't have sexual harassment in 74. 86, Donald Duck appeared on TV in the People's Republic of China for the first time.
Without pants?
Well, that's what was the big holdup right there. 2001, the United States passed the USA Patriot Act into law. You know, the one that let them listen in on anybody's phone calls, check your mails, all this stuff, expanding the spying program on our own citizens? You know, from the party that claims they want limited government.
Yes, that one.
That's a good idea. Birthdays?
Let's start with John Heder, 33 years old today. Napoleon Dynamite, School for Scoundrels, great actor.
Yes, you missed the baseball movie he was in with Rob Schneider. I'm not going to tell you what it's called now. Seth MacFarlane, 36, created Family Guy, American Dad, and The Cleveland Show, or as it's known, Sundays on Fox.
Yeah, pretty much.
He also named the Flash Forwards. Thank you.
Did he now?
He was in Flash Forward for that one episode and called them. So they're what a Flash Forward.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was.
I know.
Carrie Arrowett.
Nope. Lisa Ryder is 40. That's Becca from Andromeda. Now you can do Carrie Arrowett.
Okay. Carrie Arrowett is 48 years old. Star of one of the greatest movies of all time, The Princess Bride.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Saw. Oh, I thought you were going to say Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, God, no.
Dylan McDermott is 49, probably best known for being Bobby on The Practice.
Lauren Hughes is 56 years old. Julie McCoy from The Love Boat.
The Love Boat. Jacqueline Smith is 63. That's Kelly Garrett on Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, or is it just Hillary Clinton, or just HC now? She's 63 years old.
Hill Dog. Pat Sajak is 64, host of Wheel of Fortune.
Jacqueline Smith is also 63.
Yeah, she's Kelly Garrett on Charlie's Angels.
Oh, that's right. I wasn't paying
Bob Hoskins, no, you weren't. Is 68, Smee and Hook, Eddie and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. He was in the wonderful movie Shattered. Tons of other stuff.
I have nobody else that's currently alive.
Nope. Jackie Coogan was born this date in 1914. He was in The Kid with Charlie Chaplin, Uncle Fester on The Addams Family. And don't let me forget about Charlie Chaplin later, because, oh, dear God, that was creepy. You got anybody else?
No.
No?
Nah.
I guess we'll move on.
Hit the button. Over there on CBS, you have NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and The Good Wife.
Tonight on Fox.
Oh, yeah.
It's Glee. It's the Rocky Horror Glee Show.
Yes.
Oh, sure, Raising Hope and Running Wild on after that. But it's the Rocky Horror Glee Show.
Actually, it's just Raising Hope, No Running Wild.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they canceled that already?
They didn't cancel it, just changed it. It's doing an hour of it.
Oh, okay.
They want to promote it.
Sure.
ABC has No Ordinary Family, No Ordinary Quake. You get a supervillain with this one. Then you got Dancing with the Stars in Detroit, 187.
AMC American Movie Classic showing Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, which started the trend that John Carpenter wanted to do. People hated it, so then in 89, Halloween 4, which is on after that, The Return of Michael Myers. Revenge of Michael Myers? Something with Michael Myers.
At least it has Michael Myers. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Sci-Fi Channel tonight, you have Stargate Universe and then Caprica, False Labor.
Ooh, I hate those.
Yeah.
Animal Planet tonight, Lost Tapes. Q, the Serpent God. That's right. Quetzalcoatl is his name. Q is all you'll have time to say before he rips you apart.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's how it works.
FX, The Happening, and then Sons of Anarchy. Yeah.
where the trees fart and kill people. Nice. Family Channel, Practical Magic. Sandra Bullock and her sister are those kind of witches on TV who can do spells with no problems.
Yeah, that, no,
that could make them incredibly rich and famous beyond their wildest dreams.
Yeah. Comedy Central, Nick Swanson's Pretend Time. This is kind of a very interesting, weird show.
History Channel's got the real story of Halloween. You know, Halloween, the religious holiday?
Yeah.
That when towns move it from its actual date to another date, it would be like moving Christmas into June. It offends people, folks. It offends us.
So, New Orleans.
Moving on.
Biography Channel, Inside Story, Jaws.
FMC is showing Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show, so
hey,
you can watch it after Glee. But we're going to be watching the Hallmark Channel because a widow and her two children travel to a mysterious island which holds the key to her husband's secret past. Tonight, Linda Hamilton, Kyle Secor, and Jesse James star in Bailey's Mistake.
You've got mail.
Bailey's Mistake was dressing up in a Nazi costume and cheating on Sandra Bullock. Hey, guys, what's up? I was just wondering how you guys started up your podcast and made it happen, because my friend and I want to start a podcast, and I'm not sure how. So if you could list some tips and tricks to get my podcast started, that would be great. I would really appreciate it. I'm also wondering what you guys think about our name, Breakout the Games Podcast. See, Breakout the Games, exclamation mark, podcast. Have a wonderful weekend and awesome weekend. That's from Christian.
How do you start a podcast? Be insane.
You start talking into a microphone.
Pretty much.
I mean, I don't mean to downplay it in any way, shape, or form, but literally anyone can do this.
Uh-huh.
Anyone can do it. It's the great equalizer. All you need is a microphone and some way to record yourself.
Two turntables?
Two turntables would help. You know, there's plenty of free, if you're using a Mac, GarageBand is going to work fine. If not, then something like Audacity, which is free. You can download audacity.sourceforge.net. You can download that, and it'll record all your stuff straight to you. Other than that, you're going to need to find some place to be able to host your episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll need
GoDaddy or something like that.
Yeah, storage space. You'll need a website. But really, you just need some microphones, someone to talk to, and an idea. And it sounds like you've got pretty much all of those covered.
Well, I don't know if he has a microphone yet, but he'd probably get one soon.
That's true. This wasn't a voicemail, was it?
No.
Anyway, so if you'd like to ask some questions, that's fine. Please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flintsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday is a look at DVDs, and your Geekified News is coming up this Not Monday edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or your family actually seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
Have you been injured at work or in an automobile accident?
Do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling?
Do you ever black out from drinking too much?
Do you like movies about gladiators?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
If you answered yes, then don't wait another minute. Just pick up the internet and visit requiemoftheoutcast.com.
When there, you will find the finest sketch comedy, aged to perfection in an oak barrel, seasoned, and sent directly to you.
It's more fun than monkey spelunking!
And for every 100 downloads, we'll release a hostage!
Christiana Ellis and Podcasting's Rich Siegfried bring you Requiem of the Outcast, monthly! RequiemoftheOutcast.com.
When will I be able to see my parents again?
You're at the 500 spot, Timmy. Now get back into your cage.
Hey, what's up? This is Dave.
And this is Barry at Screen Geeks Radio.
And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily, your one-stop shop, I know it's mine, for all your daily dose of geeky, goody, creamy goodness.
Hey, I'm down with GRD.
Dude, sound wider.
Hey, man, I'm down with GRD.
You guys. Geek Radio Daily, welcome back to the Not Monday episode. You know what? How about the best answer for our mail, if you're still listening? You want to know how to do podcasting stuff? Why don't you check out Podcasting for Dummies by the great Evo Terra and T. Morris?
Yes.
Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Right there in front of my face the entire time was the answer.
It's on the table.
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick. Since
you've already got
Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
Tons of stuff.
Yes, tons of stuff.
Back to the Future gets its 25th anniversary edition.
That's my big one for the week right
featuring
there.
Featuring the Eric Stoltz footage.
Yes.
It's Blu-ray for all of you kids that care about such things.
Yes, it is. Let's see. Elf, the Ultimate Collector's Edition. Yes.
It's not even Halloween yet, man.
I know.
Okay, Sex and the City 2 Electric Boogaloo is out. Barry would say that you absolutely have to see that. Barry's a big Sex and the City fan. He's a Samantha.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And the complete collection is out today as well for Sex and the City.
Oh, Joey. Lake Placid 3.
Yes, answering all the questions with Betty White, not in there.
Wait, it's the Sci-Fi Channel original movie, Lake Placid 3.
Oh, even better.
Maniac is out. This is the controversial, crazy controversial film from the very early 80s. Oh, my God, this guy's going around killing people. You can't show that in a movie. We've been doing that for a long time now.
Yeah, really. You Don't Know Jack is out today. This is
Watch
the,
Your Mouth.
No. This is the story of Jack Kevorkian that was on the Showtime or HBO movie.
Okay, so you're doing War of the Worlds, the complete series, the little syndicated show that was on in the late 80s. Clone Wars, the complete season 2. But if we're going to get anything, it's going to be the story of a couple on a romantic holiday who settle into a quaint little bed and breakfast run by a trio of flesh-eating ladies who fancy them for tomorrow's menu. That's right, sir. Eugene Levy and Andrea Martin star in Cannibal Girls? What?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Yummy. Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Is that some kind of American Pie sequel I'm not familiar with?
It's possible. He'll do anything.
All right, kids, we warned you about it. Now it's somewhat official. The PSP2 Electric Boogaloo is coming next fall.
Oh,
it's got a touch screen.
Ooh.
It's got dual analog sticks, and it's a much, much bigger screen. And they don't want you to know about it, even though they've been dropping the price of the PSP and the horrid PSP Go. Dropping the prices so they can get ready to make way for this next year.
Yeah, here's a hint.
Well, oh, God. So apparently this will go back to not being a download only because they want people to actually buy the damn system.
Yeah.
So,
because PSP Go doesn't, you know, nobody wants to download games. They want to actually have the games so they can trade them with their friends.
Yeah. So 3 months after that, then they'll start working on the 3D model.
Of course they will. All right. 72 years later, the Man of Steel is getting a makeover. Yeah, this hasn't happened before.
Okay.
DC Comics says for the upcoming Superman, Earth 1, Superman will be a conflicted 20-year-old who is trying to find his way in the world. Please, no Edward Cullen.
I was about to say Edward Cullen became Superman.
No.
Does he sparkle?
Not quite.
Okay.
Drawn by Sean Davis, the new artist for Superman. Superman is going to be wearing hoodies, having smoldering eyes, and will be less imposing than previous renderings. When it comes to Clark Kent, he'll wear low-cut pants and hipster skinny ties. Wow.
Okay.
This is to kick off DC Comics Earth One line of graphic novels. This will be out actually tomorrow, and will be in the bookstores on November 2nd, aimed directly at today's youth because they want to make a more hip and sexy, moody DC Comics, blah, blah, blah.
And he's going to drink PBR. So, you know, you've got taste buds, you know.
Not to drink PBR.
No. Well, do you know that you had taste buds in your lungs?
Who?
Exactly. Dr. Stephen B. Liggett and his team at the University of Maryland School of Medicine in Baltimore found these taste receptors in the lungs by accident. His team realized that when the bitter compounds interacted with the calcium of the lungs' muscle cells, human airways opened wider. He says, quote, "I initially thought the bitter taste receptors in the lungs would prompt a fight or flight response to a noxious inhalant, causing chest tightness and coughing so you would leave the toxic environment. But that's not it. Turns out the bitter compounds work the opposite way. They open up the airway more profoundly than any known drug that we have for treatment of asthma or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, however the hell you say that.
Pulmonary, yeah.
There you go. So, you've got taste receptors in your lungs, and we can use that to not have to take chemicals to help ourselves breathe better.
Hmm.
Isn't that fracking weird?
That is weird.
Weirdest thing I'm going to tell you today, but yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm sure. You want to help decide history?
Damn right I do.
Conan O'Brien's new show on TBS starts on November 8th, and his first guests have already been decided for the week. But if you want to see who is, you want to decide who his first guest will be, the first person he ever talks to,
right?
You have a list of 12 people that you can choose from on TeamCoco.com.
Aw.
The list consists of, not a complete list, the Pope, Jack Nicholson, Vladimir Putin, REO Speedwagon, the Sultan of Brunei, Justin Bieber, Lady Gaga, the full cast of the 2004 live-action Fat Albert movie, and Tom from MySpace.
So, we're not on that list?
No.
I feel very sad about
that. Yeah, well, that's, you know, go to the website at teamcoco.com or grd.com, and you can find out, you know, how to vote.
Outstanding. So, Alex Miller is a 12-year-old, and he's cooler than you and has done more with his life. Because
probably.
Alex Miller earned $3,000 from Mozilla because Alex is a bug hunter, and he uncovers bugs in software, and he found a critical security flaw buried in the Firefox web browser, and Mozilla gave him $3,000.
Wow.
For that. Alex knows the value of bug hunting, and he knows what other companies are offering, so Mozilla upped its his bounty from $500 to that $3,000. He's like, oh, well, that's going to be worth my time then.
12-year-old said, nope, not enough for me.
Oh, my God. He goes to University Prep Academy. He's a 7th grader and began his diligent search through going through the browser for bugs that would qualify him for the bounty, and he came up with it. So he's still going to keep doing this. It's his passion, and again, the guy's 12 years old and's got $3,000, and has more girls than, like, most people do now.
Because computer geeks get the girls.
GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 96 3.0 license. Go by the Facebook page and like it, because if so, you will find proof of time travel when you see the guy at the 1928 Charlie Chaplin premiere, The Circus, walking around talking on a cell phone. On a cell phone. Go see it. I'm not insane. And drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Happy Halloween, ladies.
Ever since first man has walked this earth, I have been here to whisper seeds of doubt and evil thoughts into his ear. I am the beast, the outcast angel fallen from on high. I go by many names, but there is one you can't deny.
My name is Satan. Hi, everybody. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My friends all called me Old Scratch, and I am a Capricorn. My turn-ons are romantic walks and killing the unborn. I've got little devil horns and a little goatee. Little devil eyes to help a little devil see. And little cloven hooves make it kind of hard to ski. I'm Satan. Woo-hoo!